On today's show, Ford gets ready to axe white-collar workers. Diesel pollution is worse than expected, and you'll be staggered to learn how much taxes states collect on cars. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Last week, we reported that Ford CEO Mark Fields is under pressure from the board of directors to do things that will boost the price of the company's stock. Now Reuters reports that Ford might get rid of 10% of its salary workforce in North America and Asia. They will be offered buyouts as part of a plan to cut costs by $3 billion a year. Well, here's our Autoline insight. We think that Ford could be getting ready to get rid of 3,000 to 5,000 employees. If it really has this much fat to cut, or if it's preparing for a downturn, then this is a good move. Hopefully, it's not just a knee-jerk reaction to placate investors, because Ford is not going to attract high-tech workers to work on autonomous and electrified cars if they think they could just face layoffs in the future. No matter what the company does, it can't seem to placate the investment community. As we pointed out last week, Ford's stock already has the highest price-to-earnings ratio of any car company in the world. We also expect the company to announce some production cuts. In the U.S. market, Ford has five product lines with over 90 days of inventory, including the Mustang, Taurus, Fiesta, Fusion, S-Series, and Transit Connect. And the reason why Ford's possible layoffs make the national news is that the auto industry is so important to the economy. And here's a great example. Ward's Auto compiled all the taxes that U.S. states collect on vehicles. This includes the state sales tax on new and used cars. It includes the tax on fuel, on licenses, and on vehicle operators. Add it all up, and it comes to $928 billion a year. Now that's a lot of shekels. Coming up next, Continental wants to transform the dashboard with 3D displays.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
If you work in the industry and are looking for something unique to set off an interior, here's a new instrument cluster that caught our eye. Supplier Continental developed a new digital cluster with a 3D display surface. It features what Continental calls optically bonded topographical elements. Or in other words, it gives the elements more depth to seem like they stick out from the surface of the display. It's able to integrate a number of features into the cluster, including driver assist systems like pedestrian detection. You know, it kind of reminds me a little bit of Audi's virtual cockpit, but with more of a 3D element added to its other features. The supplier Forcia is known for its interior solutions, especially seating, but it now has the ambition to become a leading supplier in fuel cell technology as well. It says by 2035, there could be as many as 5 million fuel cell vehicles in production, and to help support that, Forcia is going to start making fuel cell tanks. It has teamed up with Stellia Aerospace Composites to design, industrialize, and commercialize high-pressure hydrogen tanks made of carbon fiber. Now, some of you may think that carbon fiber is not strong enough to withstand the 10,000 PSI that hydrogen is stored at, but these tanks are able to take a direct shot from a 50-cal rifle without being ripped to shreds. Coming up next, both Audi and Volvo are working on integrating Android's operating system into their vehicles.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Most new vehicles offer Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, which syncs smartphones to the car to allow the driver to access some of the phone's features through the car's infotainment system. But now Audi is cutting out the middleman, so to speak, and has integrated Android's operating system into the Q8 Sport concept. The functions are displayed on the car's touchscreen, and info is also visible in Audi's virtual cockpit instrument cluster. The car still features Audi's map system, but drivers can choose to use Google Maps for navigation instead. Audi is experimenting with Android because it's the most popular platform in the world, and it's open source, which means new apps can be more quickly developed. But it's not just Audi. Volvo also announced its next generation of infotainment systems and connectivity services will be based on Android. It says it will show up in new cars within the next 2 years. Well, diesel pollution is far worse than we thought. A new study published in the journal Nature found that globally, pollution from diesel-powered vehicles is 50% higher than government tests show. This resulted in 38,000 extra deaths from soot and smog in 2015. The researchers don't believe automakers are to blame. Rather, they say governments need to improve testing procedures so tests better reflect real-world driving conditions. But with that, we wrap up today's show. Thank you for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.